Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, boys and girls, thanks for joining us today. Already into hour two of this March 25th, 2004 Thursday edition. Got a guest, Pastor Ernie Sanders, coming on the show. He has a syndicated broadcast on the Salem Network. I've been a guest on his show. Talk about the 501c3 churches, the render unto Caesar argument of submit to government worship, Adolf Hitler, God says to do it, which is what people actually say. They say you got to follow whatever leaders you got. We'll get into that and all the news and take your calls. I have just a bunch of news on the Whitewash Commission, Big Brother, the police state, just a ton of key stuff I haven't even gotten to coming up in the next 2 hours. Right now, I set open phones, and I'm in it. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess up next here. Who's up next, Stephanie? Chad in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, three things. First of all, I was just out in Cancun last week for a little spring break trip. And it's just, first of all, amazing how Americanized it is down there. And second of all, every day we had chemtrails overhead. And that little small strip of Cancun, they managed to get chemtrails down there. Because obviously now is the prime time for spring break, and it's all full down there. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
How low were the spray clouds?
They looked like they were 30,000 feet and above, like they were.
Well, those could have been real condensation trails, but when you see jets at 3,000 feet and the trail stays there for 5 hours, you got a problem.
Yeah, no, these were staying there for the whole day and spread out and created cloud formations. I just thought it was amazing. Even down there, they go to spray us. Second of all, last year when Lance Armstrong won the fifth Tour de France, you breezed through that article, and then you said, what a joke. What did you mean by that?
I breezed through the article.
Well, when you mentioned when Lance Armstrong won the fifth Tour de France, you said, what a joke, and moved on. And I was just wondering what you meant by when you said, what
a joke.
Well,
I'm not against Lance Armstrong. In fact, my parents know Lance Armstrong. I mean, I'm not considered, and they were actually in the box. There with, I don't know, who's the Hollywood actor who likes cycling, the big liberal. Because my wife's personal trainer, who's an Olympic runner, is my mother's a triathlete, is best friends with her, and she's his trainer and his wife's trainer. So my parents, know Lance Armstrong. I like Lance Armstrong. But I was saying, what a joke. I think it was probably Arnold Schwarzenegger ran up and jumped in the middle and grabbed his hand and tried to get in the middle of things. I think I said that was a joke, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I just thought maybe it was a staged event where he won it again. I'm not sure. That's why I was just asking.
Oh, no, man. He was sick, had the flu, was falling down. And but, I mean, again, I don't really cover sports. But
right. Lastly, are you doing the show out in California this week with Mike Rupert and a bunch of other people?
Is that what happened is that I think a long time in the past they said, hey, would you like to come out? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll come out sometime. And then, oh, Alex is going to be here. And then I thought, well, maybe I will. And then, no, I don't think I'm going.
Okay. Well, the question I had is Mike Rupert is really fixed on peak oil, and you're not. And
No, nothing bad against Rupert, but I don't agree with it.
Okay, that was just my question. He was, I've listened to a couple of calls he had and a couple of conference calls, and he's absolutely, dead set on peak oil, and it's just interesting that, two gentlemen of your caliber in the area of the expertise
I read the UN policy reports 5 years ago where they said they're going to tell us there's no water and oil and jack up the prices. It's creating artificial scarcity, telling you there's none of it so they can increase the prices. And the fake left is out there putting this out.
Okay.
There's enough oil on America for 100 years in Alaska. They're finding giant reserves everywhere. Their problem is they've got to have world government so they can keep supplies under wraps so the price would fall too far. It's the complete opposite of what you've been told.
Gotcha.
All righty. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll come back and get Pastor Ernie Sanders on, and we'll take more of your calls. Everybody stay with us. A lot more coming up.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc., read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, into the second hour. I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll get those calls coming up here in a little while. Coming up, DOJ asks FBI translator to change pre-9/11 intercepts. Ashcroft threatens to have her arrested if she doesn't shut up. She gave a press conference yesterday there at the Capitol, but again, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. We will also get into the FBI warns Texas oil refineries of possible attack. We will get in to Mr. Clark as well, who's really a whitewasher. I mean, all he says is the government didn't do enough. It was, you know, an accident. It's a lot more than that. So that's just some of what is coming up here on the show. Pastor Ernie Sanders has a syndicated broadcast on the Salem Network, and I've been on his show several times over the years. Does a great job. And he's an expert on Romans 13 and render unto Caesar and what's happening with the 501c3 churches. And so I've got him on the air with us to ride shotgun and comment on some of the news and take some calls. Pastor Sanders, good to have you on the show.
Hey, Alex, it's good to be here.
You bet. Tell folks about your website.
Well, you know what? They're working on my website, so I really don't know what condition it's in right now.
Well, I was on it just a few weeks ago. It looks good.
Oh, was it? Okay, I have Kevin and Joe Clark, and there's two or three fellows that put that together, and I hardly ever even go up there because I have seven full-time ministries, so I'm pretty busy, usually on the streets or in the prisons.
Yeah, you also go into the prisons and expose that whole racket. And of course, you're a conservative, but you're not too happy with Bush. But you say, anybody but Kerry, but then the liberals say anybody but Bush. But they're cousins; they're members of the same organization.
Yeah, there are. But here's the difference, okay, in my view, and I've been studying this for a very, very long time. What you have, they're both globalists, but there's two different ways and approaches they have. They're in competition, and that's good for us, the fact that these people are in competition, that you have virtually three main groups that are out for world dominion, and that are the communist globalists, which Kerry is, and basically that is Kabbalistic Judaism in leadership. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form, Alex. I know that to be prejudiced is a sin, and we're not prejudiced at all, but we do understand what God's Word, the Bible, teaches very clearly, as far as, Jews were the people that loved the Lord the most. Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and of course the apostles and the Lord Jesus, but also the people that hated him the most. And today what we have out there is Kabbalistic Judaism. They're very few in numbers, but they hate the Jews, the Orthodox Jews also. In fact, if you go back and you know this, that if you look at the old Soviet Union and the Politburo, 45%, even though they were less than 2% of the population, they were 45% of the Politburo.
Okay, so that's one group. The other groups?
Okay, the other group is what you have as far as Bush, his New World Order. They are the capitalistic. They want to achieve, again, globalism too. And the means are different, okay? The communist, the way that they do it is eliminating people. Stalin, Joseph Stalin, over 120 million killed. Mao, over 90 million killed. You look at North Vietnam, North Korea today, where the persecution of Christians is unbelievable. So the way that the communist globalists want to achieve world dominion is by eliminating large portions of the population. I sat in one of their meetings up here. They didn't know who I was. I got in, I just walked in, like anybody else, and I sit down. And, in fact, I probably could have got by, the entire meeting, but one of the fellows in there called me out and asked me a name, which, of course, everyone looked at me then. But I sat right in one of their meetings for 2 hours. It was between the World Population Control, which is United Nations, Planned Parenthood, which we call Planned Predators, and organization they call the Sierra Club. They go under the guise as a environmental organization, but
yeah, that's the land grabber group.
They're communist to the bone, right to the bone. Now, they said, and they talked openly. They were speaking openly about ways of obtaining what is called utopian form of government. And of course, you and I know that.
By the way, a new article has come out about sterilization materials in the polio shots. I'm going to get to that later in the show. But so you're in the meeting. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly what you just brought up. That's a part of it. Sterilization through these vaccine scenes. But in that, they said they had to eliminate 3 billion with a B, 3 billion people.
Okay. Well, Ted Turner and Prince Philip want higher numbers than that.
Yeah, I know that. But Ted Turner's a part of this, okay? Now, that's how they want to achieve world dominion. In other words, they look upon the Earth, Mother Gaia, in their ways. And you and I, especially those that believe in God, Christians and others, as useless mouths to feed and actually parasites. Now, they said what they wanted to do is this. They wanted to use abortion. They wanted to use euthanasia. And they wanted to, they have a constitution and a declaration. And in their declaration, food and water, Alex, food and water would be a privilege, not a right, a privilege granted by the state. And by the way, the practice of your religion would also be a privilege granted.
Yeah, in 1997 at the World Population Forum in Beijing, China, the head of the UN Food Program said, "We will use food as a weapon, and we will not apologize for it."
Absolutely.
So, but look.
So that's the
Pastor
one.
Sanders,
let me, the group.
Pastor Sanders.
Uh-huh.
Let me just throw this in here now. You've been studying the New World Order. I've been studying the New World Order. I don't see it as any one group. You've got evil people.
No, it's not. I was
but let me just say something. Let me just say something here. Let me just say something here. You've got evil people, and on the surface, they've got the phony right-wing world government, and on the surface, they've got the phony left-wing world government, and then they said in policy reports, we'll give them a fake choice of a left or right world government, but when it boils right down to it, the globalists are a cultist, and that's what George Bush and Kim Jong-il have in common. So that's the system. But you talked, okay, the third group that you've identified, let's identify that third group.
That's Islam. Islam is out after world dominion. They want to acquire their own banking system. Right now, in fact, they're working that way, and they're out for world dominion. That's their cause. Now,
but again, why does the establishment go to them for the oil when we have plenty of oil in other areas? Again, at a deeper level, the Saudis and the rest of them are part of this New World Order. They go to the Bilderberg Group meetings.
Well, yeah, because they control both sides of every war. You know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that these groups are all really interconnected.
Well, they are, but you see, it's kind of like a chess game, right? Or it's just kind of like, you know, look at it this way, that let's just say that you and I are very, very, very wealthy. Now, you know, people talk about the wealth of Bill Gates. You know, Bill Gates is a pauper compared to the wealth that is owned and controlled by people like the Rockefellers and Rothschilds.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but you
true.
Are not allowed to. There will be no one that will come out and state what they're worth. Okay, because virtually any newspaper that would print it would be out of business the same day.
Well, that goes for Bush, too. I mean, the Bushes aren't high-level elitists, but they're worth tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah, they are, but they're nowhere near. They're not...
No, I know, but then you read in the magazines that, oh, the Bush is worth $1 billion, you know.
Yeah, but you see, there... Now, here you're talking about the capitalistic globalists. The capitalistic globalists, they're... Their road to world dominion is a little different. They want to do it by eliminating the middle class. In other words, there's two classes of people, those to be served and those that are there to serve.
Yeah, but let me continue that. So you just proved my point. You just proved my point, Pastor Sanders. And this is what I'm trying to get at here. The socialists are for NAFTA and GATT. The socialists are for bringing in all the illegals. The socialists are for globalism. So, I mean, they're for the exact same policies.
Yeah, they are, but the difference, their only difference in their policies is one wants to achieve the utopian government by eliminating people. The communist sector, they've done that. If you go back and you look at Stalin, you look at Mao, you look at Kim Jong, all of these people, they kill millions, Pol Pot, kill millions. Their answer always is to kill. I mean, kill, kill, kill. That's why it's called the Red Death. But the other side, they would rather have you eliminate the middle class, and see, that's happening. Just like, you remember, well, I'm a lot older than you, but I remember, Alex, that when I was a kid, a young guy, and back in those days, the Cleveland Indians were a number one ball club, and we could go down, and you know what? I could go to the ball game for a buck. It cost me a buck to get in.
But then they tell us there's no inflation.
Right. Well, today, a lot of people, I mean, how many families, the average family cannot take their family. They cannot afford to take their family to the ballpark to watch baseball or especially football when tickets are $45, $50 a piece. And then to get a hamburger or a hot dog, they're $3 or $4. Now, the average family can't do that anymore. It's beyond the average. And this is what's happening out there. They want, the capitalistic globalists want basically, you know, two classes of people, the very elite, the wealthy. We're seeing this big division, and then those, the rest, to serve them. But at least
I wouldn't even call that, I wouldn't even call that capitalistic. I mean, that's command and control.
Well, it is in the sense, but they want to, in other words, keep.
Tell you what, Pastor, stay there. We got a break. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Pastor Ernie Sanders has just done decades and decades long work exposing the abortionist, standing up the corruption in the prisons, what's happening to the people in the prisons, which is a very good work to be doing. And, of course, he has a syndicated broadcast. I know that we have people from Alaska, New Jersey, Canada, Tennessee, all over that want to talk to him. And so that's coming up in the next segment. We'll also throw some news items out at Pastor Sanders, get his take on it. But Pastor Sanders, shifting gears, as I've heard you on your show talk about Romans 13. And even for people who aren't Christians out there, a lot of Christians, the same Christians that ended slavery in this country, now sit there on their haunches because, oh, Romans 13 says worship all government. Well, it doesn't say that. It's out of context. And I was on a Canadian Christian show last weekend, and they attacked me, basically, and said, I'm supposed to follow the government. Romans 13 says so. I mean, that's totally out of context. I mean, I guess we shouldn't have fought against Adolf Hitler then. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, I certainly can. You see, the problem these people have is understanding and discerning what a legitimate government is, okay? That's the problem. Let me give you the 5 points of human government. Most of these preachers have no idea where we even got the institution of human government. They don't. They have a 501c3 collar. And I can tell you this right now, folks, most of the people, the vast majority of the people in this country that think they're saved are not even saved. They're not saved. They're going to have a very rude awakening, and I'll get into why I know that to be a fact. The vast majority of these that call themselves churches are not churches. They're 501c3 corporations. You cannot be a corporation and a church, both. You can be one or the other, but you can't be both. And the 501c3 contract is very clear, Alex. It states that the state, not Christ, is the head. The pastor is called an agent. Look the word up in Black's Law. It means spy or intercessor for the state. They're corporations. These are not churches. Now, there are some good godly people in them that have got themselves in and then don't know how to get out. But now, as far as what is legitimate government, these preachers, for 16 years, Alex, for 16 years, I've been challenging to debate any three neo-evangelical or neo-fundamentalist preachers on Romans 13, exactly what those Canadian preachers told you. I haven't had one in 16 years take me up on it. And the reason is, when you sit down, open the Bible, then all of the BS has to go. And when God gave us the institution of human government, Alex, and we're talking about legitimate, genuine human government, which is ordained of God. You see, this telephone in my hand right now, I can say, well, this is not a telephone here in my hand. This is, you know, a 30-06. And you say, well, that's crazy. That's a telephone. I say, wait a minute. You just wait here. And I go and I get 10 men from my church, and I tell them, men, this is a 30-06. And you go and you tell this fellow that. And that is not going to make it a 30-06. And see what happens. We have government that's got power, but it's got no standing. The government in America today is illegitimate. It has no authority. It's just like if I walk into your office there and I say, Alex, I'm the king of the world. Now, who am I? And you say, well, no, you're not. You're the preacher Sanders. Then I put a 45 up to your head and I said, now, Alex, I'm the king of the world. Who am I? And you're going to say, you're the king of the world, right? I mean, that's what our government does. It's got power, but no authority. It's lost all of its standing.
Yeah, it's a criminal rogue system. Well, I mean, Christ goes in and beats the money changers. The prophets are killed, almost all the disciples killed by government. If they were following all the orders of the government, why were they killed? No, they were in prison. Paul was in prison because he was saying no, but Hitler took this quote, and others have before him, and these preachers say, I'll do whatever the government says, Romans 13, and now governments are saying don't criticize abortion, and they say, yes, sir, I won't anymore.
They're cowards. They're cowards. You have a tremendous dearth of courage. Most of these guys, and Alex, this is true, when they say that to me, you know what I do? I pinch them right on the behind. I'll pinch them right on the butt, and I'll tell them, you're cute, because these guys are effeminate. They're not men. They're afraid. And when you go back to what the 5 points of human government, which God established, the very first point, Alex, was to whom was this covenant made, the Noahic covenant? And it tells you in Genesis 9, verse 9, verse 12, and verse 16, to all mankind for perpetual generations, an everlasting covenant, okay, to all living and all life. So
we got a break. We're going to come back and take some calls and get more into this. This is important. I mean, it was Christians that ended slavery in this country. Not anymore, because, well, I guess blacks should be slaves, because God put people over them to make them slaves. I mean, it's a fraud. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Waging war on corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, and we will cover these articles, UNICEF, Nigerian polio vaccine contaminated with sterilizing agents, scientists finds. Oh, yes. Also, now Big Brother wants seatbelts for your dogs and cats. Industry debunks myth of $20 bill. The Washington Times has written a story about the article we posted about the RFID chips. I'll get to that. Also, remember up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they were going to publish the names of gun owners, concealed carry owners in the newspaper. Wouldn't say why. They said it was, well, to find out if your child should be able to go to somebody's house if they own evil guns. But they said they got 3,000 calls, and almost all of them were against doing it. And so they've backed off, and that's because of you, listeners. Good job. That's just some of what's coming up. More on the 9/11 Commission, you name it. Pastor Sanders, I want to get back into 501c3, back into the abortion, back into all the stuff that's going on. But right now, let's go to some of these calls. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
Pastor, let me ask you a question. I go through so many mixed emotions. Do you think I'm wrong to stop blaming the government and start blaming the people for this happening?
Well, are you talking to me?
Yeah, what's saying he stopped blaming the government and he started blaming the people for what's happening.
Well, you know, the Bible says what in Peter, that judgment begins in the house of God. You know, that's where it begins. He's absolutely right, you see. The problem, if you look at the people, there's one entity, Alex, that has not only the power and not only the authority, but the responsibility to bring our nation back to one nation under God. That's the church.
And that's who started it in 1770s.
Right. The problem
is, why didn't they interpret Romans 13 like Hitler did?
Because they didn't have a 501c3. There was a fellow, do you remember a guy named John Bunyan?
Yes.
Who wrote a book called Pilgrim's Progress?
Yes.
Spent 14 years in prison. Do you know why he spent 14 years in prison?
Because he would not take a license in England.
From the state. He would not take the 501c3. What that does is it just castrates these preachers. You lose all authority. When you take the 501c3, you can put church, you can write the word church all over your building. You can put church signs mile high. They're not a church, and they have no authority because they've surrendered that.
And for people that are going, well, I'm not a Christian, you know, why are you guys talking about this? Because this is how they politically control us people. In the Soviet Union, in China today, you have churches, so-called churches. They're government-approved. They are agents of the government, just like the 501c3. And we never had this before.
Amen.
One day they just said, take this, and people just bought into it through color of law.
Amen.
Charles, anything else?
Yes, sir. Well, Lisa Rice, she's not going to testify.
No, they sent the kingpin, Armitage, the real Secretary of State. He's the real guy in control. They sent that giant demonic possum up there to laugh and giggle about, you know, what happened on 9/11. It's real funny.
What do you think is going to happen? And I'll hang up. Just tell me, what do you think?
Well, Rice isn't a good liar and has messed up in the past, and they had to admit she lied when she said, they admitted this, she lied when she said, we never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings.
Yes. Thank you for what you're doing, Mr. Jones and Pastor. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
Brother.
Let's take more calls. Let's go north to Alaska. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, Pastor.
Hello, Bill.
I'm fine, sir. Pastor, there's one lawgiver, am I right?
Absolutely.
And there's 10 laws that he made us obliged to obey, right?
And that's what Romans 13 is saying.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And it's you know, I've been guilty of trying to confuse the issues and everything, but it's just a fundamental difference between right and wrong and where you stand in it. If you have a just balance and a just measure, which is Christ, you have the righteousness, and you know what right and wrong is, and I believe that it was the frustration that David felt for the armies of the living God cowering before the Philistines that brought that giant down, not the rock.
Amen. So let me see if I could try to simplify this. I know we don't have a lot of time, but God's law of dominion, when I spoke about the 5 points of human government, the second point was that man was to govern for God. But the third point, this is very important. This is the purpose, and this is what I'm talking about, what is real government, what is genuine government compared to what we have. We have a disingenuous, we have a counterfeit government. It's not
Amen.
Recognized by God. Now, you see, the purpose in the Noahic Covenant was the purpose of human government given to us by God was to preserve the image of God, that being man. God gave man dominion over all of the environment. Okay, Genesis 9, starting with verse 4, he kept dominion of man for himself. That's where, Alex, you get the statute of the death penalty in Genesis 6 and 7. Now, what happens, that statute was given, the idea was to preserve human life, not to, by putting the fear of God into those that would take or destroy the image of God. In 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court set itself up with God. They said, we, the court, will take what God has said is unlawful, and we will make it legal by license. If you transfer money, mammon, we will give you permission, that's what license is, to violate God's law. Okay? By doing that, when they did that, our nation lost all standing.
Let me ask you a question. Is somebody on a cordless phone?
No, sir.
Yeah, I am, but I can...
Arnie, you never want to do an interview with this cordless. You need to get closer to the jack or get on the landline.
Yeah, I'm right there now.
One thing before I hang up, please.
Okay.
Pastor, would you would you stand behind the idea that a man ought to just, not traditions, not flag waving, he ought to do what's right?
Absolutely.
Okay, amen. Thanks for the call, Bill. Ernie, can you get to a regular phone?
Yeah, let me do that. I'm going to run down. We got a break coming up. I've got another phone that I'll run.
Well, we don't for about 10 minutes, but that's okay.
Well, this won't take me but about another 30 seconds.
That's wonderful. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Canada. Ed, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I guess I should mention that I'm not one of your fans, Alec.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a Canadian who is sick and tired of your anti-American hate propaganda, how you demonize the U.S. troops as child killers. You know, the real child killers are these Palestinian devils who arm young children with suicide belts.
Sir, let me just, I'll keep you on, but let me talk. Let's have a conversation here. And by the way, Pastor, we'll keep you over to the next hour if you can do it, so we have plenty of time to get to all the calls and cover all the news. Ed, you know, I love America, and America is the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and that's being destroyed. So I defend that, and I fight those that wrap themselves in a plastic Chinese American flag made by slaves and then tell me I got to follow their orders or I'm against that flag. I love America, but when our troops stoop to the level of shooting women and children and then laughing about it, which is admitted, and put 666 on their helicopters and human skulls on their vehicles, I'm saying that's wrong. Now, are you denying that that's going on, number one? Number two, are you denying that that's not pretty wicked?
You're not reporting the other side of the story. According to you, there are no Islamic terrorists.
Let me stop you. We just talked about the Muslims being part of the New World Order. We just talked about the global domination move. All the time we talk about what's going on. We expose the evil, and that's just not fair. That's just not true.
Well, speaking of the so-called whitewash commission, you are doing the whitewash. You're nothing but an apologist for these Islamic beasts.
Okay, sir.
With slaughter,
sir, I've made two films. I've written a book, published a book on 9/11. I just read to you where one of the encryptors, the people breaking the codes, was threatened with arrest if they exposed the government's prior knowledge. I've had David Shippers, the guy that impeached Bill Clinton, on saying this. I've had the FBI agents on. I've had the lawyers on. I've had the widows on. I've gone over this and over this, and you're just in total denial.
Talk about world domination. The Muslims want to take over the world. You know that? There's your new world order. It'll be
okay.
Why did
Clinton and Bush pay for millions of radical hadiths, that is radical interpretations of the Quran, kill Americans? Why did our government pay for those books?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And of course you don't. You're not informed. I mean, I'm going to be honest
with
you. Yes,
I knew about the new world order before you were born.
Okay, well, so who runs the New World Order? Go ahead. Who runs the New World Order?
The New World Order is run by Islam.
Okay. All right.
You know, you're doing exactly
Hold on a second. Did the Muslims run Pol Pot? Did the Muslims run Fidel Castro? Did the Muslims run Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin? Come on, man. What's wrong with you? It's evil. The New World Order is evil. It's evil people. I expose evil.
Yeah, and Islam is evil. You should tell your listeners that.
Okay. The government carried out the events of 9/11. They funded, trained, ran the whole thing. They're using that to take my freedoms while leaving the borders wide open. And while Israel was caught Monday, Haaretz, and Jerusalem Post giving them key weapon systems. Now, am I against Israel because I don't want them arming their enemy? What's wrong with you? You don't have three-dimensional thinking, sir. Pastor Sanders, do you have any comments?
Well, yeah, we spoke about this earlier in the program. He apparently didn't hear it, the fact that the Muslims are out for world dominion, but they're just one of the three major groups that are out for world dominion, and they are evil. There's no doubt about it. You're absolutely right. But, again, you know, if you look back at the funding and all of what is taking place, the Muslims were fine as long as we could use them, and that's exactly what's happening. both sides are trying to use and manipulate Muslim Islam for their own purposes.
Yeah, that's what's going on, and now we're going to have Muslims call in. I'm not saying they're all individually evil people, but obviously that system has done a lot of evil things, and we're here exposing it. So, I mean, what do you say to that, Ed?
I don't like it when you demonize American troops.
Huh! So if troops aren't like everybody else, there's not bad ones, and we shouldn't punish those.
You're giving your country a bad name around the world.
No, the globalists hijacking America have. Thanks for the call. You're very emotional and you're not looking at the facts. Understand something. I don't support the troops breathing depleted uranium. I don't support them being given deadly vaccines. And I don't support them coming here and acting in domestic law enforcement as top generals are talking about. So supporting troops doesn't mean you mindlessly say, I want you in my house with a gun to my head. I mean, what's wrong with you? You're unbelievable. I don't want to get off into a side issue. This is disgusting. Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is the disabled veteran business owner from Tennessee.
Oh, I guess I'm against you now.
Well, I just wanted to say to that last caller, I spent 4 years working for Force Recon, United States Marine Corps, and I'm also the guy that called in and was telling you about how the Marine Corps asked me if I'd be willing to fire on and kill American citizens if they wouldn't give up their guns. And these people better wake up. And
well, according to him, supporting the government means not asking questions, shutting up. I mean, is that what Americans are supposed to do, Pastor, is just not ask questions and worship the government?
No, God's word. The Bible is extremely clear. Resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. You see that. And, you know, going back to that Romans 13, the Apostle Paul, Peter, all of them went to prison. All of them were killed. And even the Lord Jesus himself for obeying God, not the government. You had a corrupt government. And see, do you understand, Alex, what happened at the resurrection of Christ when Jesus arose? Remember, over the tomb, Caesar posted his guard. Now, he also posted his seal over the door. Now, the law stated that anyone that broke the seal of Caesar had to pay with their life. If Caesar could not put that person to death, then Caesar lost all authority. Caesar had no more credibility. But when the Lord Jesus rolled the stone away on resurrection morning, guess what? Caesar was declared null and void, lost all standing. And of course, you saw what happened to the corrupt Roman government not long afterwards. It degenerated until it is no more.
Good point. Anything else, Danny?
Well, one thing I was also wanting to add, back before 9/11, we were all screaming that the government was getting ready to stage terrorist attacks, and I remember you talking about it on your show also.
I said they're going to use bin Laden to attack New York, possibly the World Trade Centers, from my intel.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just, you know, kind of all over the place, and back then there was a lot of good, true information on the Internet about the New World Order, and I've noticed in the past few years, you know, there's only a few sites on the Internet that you can trust now, and the rest of them are full of disinformation. And one thing that really gets me is about, you know, the factions of the New World Order. And one thing I wanted to point out in Acts 4:26, the Bible says, the kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. And, you know, one big part of this is the whole masquerade that, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans and the communists and the fascists, you know, at the high levels, these people are all Satan worshipers. And
well, that's what I'm saying. You know, they're not German, they're not Jewish, they're wicked. Comments, Pastor?
Well, at the high levels, yeah, you're right, but you have to understand that that high level, that is very, very elite. Most of the people that, you know, that you know, the people that you know about and you see in the news, you know, even people like Henry Kissinger, these people are not at the high level.
Yeah, he's just a super gopher. Thanks for the call, Danny. And I want to add a point here before we break and come back and take more calls. And we're going to keep the pastor in the next hour to go over some news with us. I'm going to get his take on it. We'll take more calls then as well. You know, I got asked a month ago to go give a speech at a anti-war rally that Ralph Nader was going to be speaking at. Well, I'll go anywhere, especially if it's around Central Texas, to give a speech. I gave a pro-gun, you know, anti-New World Order speech. You know, that's who we need to reach out to. And, I got an email going, I saw you on the Dallas News. You were standing right beside Ralph, Nader, explain yourself. Well, I'm there interviewing people. I'm there speaking to people. I'm there. That's like saying, the disciples, well, how dare you go talk to the heathen? What are you doing with them? That's what I was trying to do. Pastor, can you speak to that?
Exactly what you were doing. You were there doing, like you said, that's what you do. And I go to some of these things myself, and I do, like you say. But normally I don't get invited to too many of these things.
Well, that's my point is we are successfully deprogramming a lot of the low-level people.
Absolutely.
So,
see, there's an interesting thing. There's very little that we and the extreme left have in common. One of the things that we have in common is we're against NAFTA and GATT. Now, but for different reasons. They're against it for one reason, we're against it for another.
Tell you what, stay there, we'll cover that when we get back, and we'll talk to Joe and Carla and many others. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, just briefly talking about the deprogramming of the so-called left, because I don't get into the whole left-right paradigm. It's freedom versus slavery, wickedness versus goodness. But they had one big peace group run by Jensen, the UT socialist professor, and others. They had the stage beforehand, and then a group called the Texas Intelligence Community, which are or what you'd call them. They're wearing pro-gun shirts, whatever, but they like Nader. They think he's good, better than Kerry or Bush. They invited me to be one of the main speakers. In fact, the other speaker. And I mean, Ralph Vendor didn't know me from a ham sandwich when he was there, but, you know, I introduced him, and then I interviewed him and all that. And I got up and gave an anti-New World Order speech, and I had one of the leftist organizers, even though it wasn't their stage, run up and try to grab the microphone away from me, and that was actually covered by the Ellis County Press and others. My point is that we are burrowing in, waking up neocons, waking up the liberals. That's what it's about. If we don't start getting in these groups, talking to these people, that's where the New World Order is going to be defeated. If we stay all balkanized, it's over. We've got to engage as human beings with other human beings. Before we go back to Pastor Ernie Sanders and your loaded phone lines, in the next hour I'll get into the UN sterilization news, the latest developments there. Also, the Washington Times reporting on the article we posted about the RFID chips and the money. Just a bunch of key news coming up. But before we do that, I have made 10 films. I have written a book. I have published a book. And they are pro-gun. They are pro-border. They are pro-family. They are anti-New World Order. And they expose the corrupt system being built. My new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is four films in one, really. Three or four films in one. It's 2 hours and 44 minutes long. The first 25 minutes is, what is the New World Order? Then who are the neocons? The false left-right paradigm, how it's controlled. Then we get into the Patriot Act, 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, forced inoculations, RFID, the cashless society control grid, solutions, WTC-7, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. The films are $25.95 apiece, but again, each film is the equivalent of multiple films. $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, Ernie Sanders, Pastor Ernie Sanders, we're about to break, come back with more calls, but for those that don't get a chance to, haven't heard your broadcast, you're on the Salem stations, you're on the Salem network.
Right.
And I get a huge response when I come on your show. How do folks hear your broadcast?
Well, we're on a station called, one is 1220 WHK. They call it the blowtorch of the East, and this station at nighttime just covers. It goes all the way from the East Coast as far west as southern or western Illinois, but it goes all the way to the middle of Canada, Alex, and then all the way down to the ocean south. So it covers 38 states and half of Canada, and then we're also up on Crusade Radio on the internet and also satellite, so you can pick us up just about anywhere in the world by going to crusaderadio.com.
And there's details for the show. We've got a break here in just a moment, and we'll come back and we'll go straight to Joe and many others, Carla and Marcello and Brett and Mark and many others. So everybody stay with us. Third hour straight ahead, we'll keep the pastor on with us a couple more segments and get into your calls. And I want to get his take on some of these news stories, too. So your calls and news blitz, our guest. It's all coming up in 70 seconds on the other side of this break in the third hour. Keep it locked in.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.